USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is and always has been a corrupt politician. He always has been.
President Trump's comments against his 2020 Democratic opponent in a speech Sunday in Carson City, Nevada. The president continues.
And as far as I'm concerned, the Biden family is a criminal enterprise.
President Trump will campaign in Arizona with Election Day just over 2 weeks away. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says the coronavirus pandemic isn't improving.
Trump said at one of his rallies, "We've turned the corner. Things are getting worse." He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The former vice president with nothing on his schedule for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With a little over a month to go until Thanksgiving, Dr. Anthony Fauci has cautioned families that gathering for the holiday could be canceled this year. Fauci saying it's a risk when you have people coming from out of town gathering together in an indoor setting. Dr. Fauci on CBS's 60 Minutes says he's not a fan of locking down the country because
the country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economies.
George Daniels, the president of Daniels Manufacturing in Orlando, Florida, sent out a letter to his employees saying permanent layoffs could happen if Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden beats President Trump in the November election. Employees at the company reacting to the letter differently, some saying they will vote for the president, others saying it went too far. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock...
What I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate.
...is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be opened up, meanwhile Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues, and particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead. President Trump's daughter-in-law says the president wasn't doing anything to provoke people to be hostile towards Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
He wasn't doing anything, I don't think, to provoke people to threaten this woman at all. He was having fun.
Laura Trump's comments there on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democratic Governor Whitmer has accused the president of stoking fear in her state. Worth noting, the men arrested in the kidnapping plot against Whitmer were anti-government activists and were no fans of the president, as they posted on their social media channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.